You are listening to WGXC 90.7, Acra Hudson Catskill, and this month's edition of The Score, where we feature film and television soundtracks and scores. I am Lisa Thomas.
And I am Margot Pelletier.
And we are your hosts. At the top of the show, you heard the theme song to the 1978 film soundtrack, Grease. The song was performed by Frankie Valli and was composed by Barry Gibb of the Bee Gees. We will be featuring many selections from the Grease soundtrack for you this morning, but as many of you know, today is the first day of our fall fundraising drive, and we need you to help us grease the wheels over here at WGXC to stay on air. The task of keeping a primarily volunteer-run radio station alive on the support of our community is not an easy one, especially when we reach out to many of the same supporters over and over again. So Margot and I are here at The Score today, and we would like to ask you, our listener base, the ones we do not know, to call in and make a pledge in support of our program. If you have listened to our program and like what we do, it is really important that you let us know and let the station know. Give a call right now. The number here is 518-828-0290 or 518-697-7400. No amount is too small. Call in with your donations of $5, $10, even $20, and say you're calling in support of our show. Larger donations are welcome, too, if you can afford more. Margot and I put hours and sometimes days of prep and research into every edition of The Score for you, our listeners, and we need to know this is something that you want us to continue to do. So call in again, 518-828-0290, 518-697-7400, and let us know how much you want to support the station and support our program by making a donation right now.
We're so fortunate today to be the first ones to be able to open our pledge drive. We want you to know that we do have an overall goal of $30,000 and a daily goal of $3,000. So we hope you will help us make that daily goal. We really appreciate it. We are bringing this show to you, to our community, and we need our community to help us do that. Many of you may know this, but getting the film Grease on the screen was over a 10-year process. It was the brainchild of Chicago native Jim Jacobs. He grew up in the 1950s, and he idolized people like James Dean and the Greasers and the Daredevils of that era. By the 1970s, Jacob was a theater actor in Chicago, and he proposed the idea of Grease to a fellow actor, Warren Casey. The two began working on musical numbers like Summer Nights for the stage production Grease, but it would be years before moviegoers would hear this tune performed on the big screen.
Had me a blast.
Summer loving happened so fast.
I met a girl crazy for me.
Met a boy cute as can be.
Summer days drifting away to another summer night.
Tell me more, like does he have a car?
Uh-huh. dreams ripped at seams, but
just heard Summer Nights, music and lyrics by Jim Jacobs and William Casey, and performed by John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John. The soundtrack to Grease has sold over 24 million copies, and as soundtracks go, that is enormously successful.
We chose the soundtrack Grease this month because it's the perfect ending for this, for a summer and for going back to school. All of our programs on the score are chosen with a lot of thought, usually about what that given month brings to mind, or an anniversary of an artist, or perhaps an upcoming holiday. If you've followed our show and you've heard us on our past fundraising drives, you know that this has been a trend of our show. And we also give away soundtracks during the fundraising program. And today is no different. We have two soundtracks that we want to give away to somebody who will call in with a donation of $25 or more. And let me give you the number again. The number to call is 518-697-7400.
Should we tell them what we're giving them?
Oh, yeah. Let's tell
them
that
tell them
first,
what we're giving
okay.
them. So we have a couple soundtracks here, and I might even be willing to give away Grease if you call in and make a $50 pledge, but you got to do it this hour. So for $25, we've got the Dead President's motion picture soundtrack, which is really great. It's got Sly and the Family Stone, music by Isaac Hayes, James Brown, Barry White, Curtis Mayfield, so Aretha Franklin. So that's like a really hard one to part with, but I'm willing to give it to a caller if you call in for $25 within this hour while we're on air. And we also have a CD here for Batman Forever. So there's music on this particular soundtrack from U2, Seal, Nick Cave, The Devlins, The Flaming Lips, all kinds of great artists. So give a call, $25. And what are those numbers, Margo?
Okay, those numbers again are 518-697-7400 or 518-828-0290.
Great. So should we talk a little bit more about Grease?
Yeah. So getting back to Grease, not all of the songs within the film came out of the original stage production by Jim Jacobs. The producers of the film wanted a few new songs specifically to showcase the talents of Olivia Newton-John. This next romantic ballad did just that, and it also skyrocketed the career of Olivia Newton-John.
Guess mine is not the first. No getting over you. You know I'm just a fool who's willing to sit around and wait for you. But baby, can't you see there's nothing else for me. Thank you.
You just heard Hopelessly Devoted to You, performed by Olivia Newton-John and written by her longtime music producer, John Farrar. Olivia Newton-John's career soared after starring in the film Grease, and her popularity as a recording artist grew tremendously as she ended up guest starring on many television specials in the late 70s. And you may remember in 1980, she co-starred alongside Gene Kelly in the musical Xanadu. The soundtrack for Grease was at number one on the charts for 12 non-consecutive weeks and yielded three top five singles for Olivia Newton-John.
The film had a very similar effect for actor John Travolta. Travolta was already a household name before filming Grease. He was known for his acting in the 1970s television series Welcome Back, Cotter, and also the film Saturday Night Fever. But it wasn't until he acted in Grease that the critics took notice of Travolta's all-around abilities. It became very clear that he was an actor who could also sing and dance. Grease made Travolta a superstar.
Stranded at the drive-in, branded a fool. What will they say? Monday at school. Sandy, can't you see I'm in misery? You made a start, now we're apart. Real bad, you know it's true. But baby, you gotta believe me when I say I'm helpless without you.
Love has grown all alone. I sit, I wonder why you left me. Oh, say.
Oh, Sandy. Gosh, that was so great. You just heard the song Sandy, performed by John Travolta from the 1978 film soundtrack Grease. The song was also written specifically for the film as a lament song for John Travolta's character Danny Zuko. If you haven't seen the film, you may remember this scene as the one where Sandy walks out on Danny at the drive-in. He's trying to put the moves on her, and in the background is a 50s-style animation of concession foods on the drive-in screen. So speaking of animation, I don't know if many of the listeners have heard, but Margot and I are involved and doing an animation festival over in Athens called the Athens Animation Festival, which is going to take place next weekend, Saturday, September 15th, from 5 to 8 or 8:30 p.m. over at Crossroads Brewery, located at 21 2nd Street in the heart of Athens. So come on over and check that out. The event is entirely free and open to the public. And we're very fortunate because today we have one of the animators who's going to be showcased in the festival. We're very lucky to have Tony Kyle, who's right here from Hudson and has been an animator for years. And Tony has a piece called Say Can You See? So do you want to tell us a little bit about that, Tony?
Sure. It's great to be here. Thank you for inviting me. I'm really excited that we've got a local animation festival, and I'm really happy to be a part of it. My particular film is a film based on 9/11, and it is kind of from a different perspective. Having been there that day on that event, it kind of percolated with me for about a year, this idea. And then one day, I just happened to be going past one of those, you know, those viewers that you see on the top of the Empire State Building?
Yeah.
And, you know, they look like faces. So I happened to just spin it around, and I was looking at it. And then it hit me. The whole idea hit me in a flash, because I remember a photograph from, I think it was the New York Post, which was from an angle looking past the Empire State Building down towards downtown. And I thought, wow, you know, these viewers had, in essence, the best view of what happened that day. And then the whole movie came to me in, like, literally that moment. And, you know, so I'm really happy it's part of your festival.
So let's just to clarify. So are you saying that your animation is from the point of view of the viewer, of the view, the little
yes,
telescope machine?
Exactly. If, you know, most people don't know what it's called because they've seen them 1,000 times, but there's really no name for them. But it's basically those little machines that you put a quarter in or whatever, and then, you know, they allow you to have like a, you know, like a binocular type of view, and they're all over the observation desk of the Empire State Building. So in essence, that day, that event is viewed through the viewer's eyes as if they are, in essence, alive.
And in watching the animation, they certainly seem alive, especially alive with emotion.
Yeah. You know, what's funny is in the animation world, a little tech lingo, there's squash and stretch and this and that. And I didn't want them to have any of that kind of cartoony rubber aspect to them. I really wanted them to be more or less anchored in their reality, but yet they do come alive. And really, they're kind of, in essence, a vehicle for the actual movie viewer, not to be confused about which viewer, but for the actual participant of the movie watching, to see it through the actual mechanical viewer's eyes. And so what's interesting is, I often, in a number of other festivals that the movie's been in, people will come up to me and go, oh, you know, I was so touched, I was so moved, you know, when the viewers cried and this and that. And the funny thing is, they don't cry. They have no real emotion. They don't even blink. So people really kind of, it's a really, in a way, it's a safe vehicle for people to experience their own feelings about the day through the viewer. So I get very different responses, which is really, really interesting.
And I'm sure at this time of year, people are kind of reliving their emotions attached to that event.
Yeah. You know, when I started the pre-visualization of it, I didn't want it to be photorealistic. On the most part, the short, which is about 7 minutes, is all 3D animated. And I was really cognizant with my team of animators that I didn't want it to be photorealistic. I wanted it to be somewhat like, and I have to, you know, cop to it, I took out all my Edward Hopper books and I basically said, there's something about this style that he painted in that I wanted it to kind of feel like. There was a stark reality to it, but it wasn't photorealistic. So I think in doing that, what it allows the piece to be is not being photorealistic, it doesn't bring back all of the kind of horror of that day in a lot of ways. It allows there to be a certain painterly kind of almost arm's length, still kind of, what's the right word, a little bit more abstract. And you know, I think that that was I have to say, I think it was a good decision as far as the way the piece looks. You know, it's some people, you know, don't like it, and some people do, and that's okay. That's kind of how art should be.
Well, it's a beautiful piece, Tony. We're so lucky to have it in the festival, and you're going to be coming out for the festival next weekend as well.
Absolutely, I'm really excited.
So we're going to have Tony there. He's going to be doing a Q&A. We'll have some other animators coming, some from out of the country. So it's going to be very, very exciting. So we're going to get back to the radio show and to the fundraising drive here. Now, if you like WGXC because you get to hear about local events like the Athens Animation Festival and things that are happening in your area before anyone else reports them, and you get to find out about local talent like Tony right here, please consider making a donation today. Your donation of $25 or $50 helps to ensure that the station can bring your local news and events every day on air here at WGXC. I often listen to the station from the studio where I work in Brooklyn. It allows me to stay connected to my community upstate and know what is happening locally, even if I'm away from the area. So please consider calling into the station right now to support your local hands-on community-based radio. These are your airwaves. The programmers here are people in your community. Help us keep WGXC alive and on air with local great programming. The number to call is 518-697-7400 or 518-828-0290. We're trying to raise $300 during our pledge hour here today, so give a call. We got about a half an hour to go, and we're not hearing a lot of phones ringing, so please give a call.
We did just get a phone call. I'm so happy to say Danny from Kasaki gave a donation in honor, actually, of our show.
Oh, great. Thank you, Danny.
And we have an overall goal today of $3,000 and an enormous goal that overreaches that of $30,000. But yes, Lisa and I are really hoping that we raise at least $300 during our show today. We thank you so much for your support. And do want to remind people that we're also giving away two soundtracks for people that donate $25 or more.
That's right. We got the Dead President soundtrack here, and we've got Batman Forever, both really, really great soundtracks. And I hear the phones ringing, so that's super exciting.
It's wonderful.
So we're going to start playing some more Grease, and so enjoy the show.
Your story sad to tell, a teenage ne'er-do-well, most mixed up, non-delinquent on the block. Your future so unclear now, what's left of your career now, can't even get a trade in on your smile. Beauty school dropout, no graduation day for you. Beauty school dropout, missed your midterms and flunked shampoo. Well, at least you could have taken time to wash and clean your clothes up after spending all that dough to have the doctor fix your nose up. Baby, get moving. Why keep your feeble hopes alive? What are you proving? You've got the dream, but not the drive. If you go for your diploma, you could join a steno crew, turn in your T's and comb, and go back to high school. Beauty school dropout, hanging around the corner store. Beauty school dropout, it's about time. Well, they couldn't teach you anything. You think you're such a looker, but no customer would go to you unless she was a hooker. baby, don't sweat it.
Don't sweat it.
You're not cut out to hold the job. Better forget it. Once their hair done by a slob. Now your bangs are curled, your lashes twirled, but still the world is cruel. Wipe off that angel face and go back to high school. Baby, don't blow it. Don't put my good advice to shame. Baby, you know it. Even dear Abby say the same. Now I've called the shot, get off the pot. I really gotta fly. Gotta be going to that malt shop in the sky.
That was Beauty School Dropout, sung by Frankie Avalon from the film Grease. And it's actually sung during one of the more memorable scenes within Grease, where Frankie Avalon is singing to a young teenager named Frenchie, who's considering dropping out of school and going into work as a cutter in a hair salon. And Frankie Avalon already at that point had a very long-standing career, and it's the song Beauty School Dropout that ended up being Avalon's most requested song.
Margo and I viewed Grease last weekend in preparation for today's edition of The Score, and even though Grease was filmed 35 years ago, the film is still very popular and really stands up today because of the energy-filled, wonderfully choreographed, and sung musical sequences in the movie.
It's also got, you know, one of those messages that's timeless. In this case, it's kind of a zany, contemporary Romeo and Juliet, where the characters coming from very different worlds get together. So in this case, it's the classic bad boy, Danny Zuko, falling for the classic good girl, in this case, Sandra Dee Olsen.
The film is the highest grossing musical of all time, bringing in close to $189 million for Paramount Pictures, and only costing $6 million, and I even read in some other reports, less than that to produce. The largely unknown cast at the time was paid just a bit more than scale, with the exception of the two main leads.
Paramount never anticipated the overwhelming impact and success the film would have on the public, and honestly paid very little attention to the production. Despite this lack of foresight from Paramount, no musical before or since has ever achieved the same financial success.
WGXC, in some ways, is like Grease. WGXC is a station made of diverse community of programmers and programs whose talent and potential is only limited by the need and financial backing to stay on air. And some of the best radio programming in the Hudson Valley is being produced right here in your own backyard, from shows like Tell It Like It Is, which we think is of as our sort of our local Democracy Now!, hosted by Christina Malisoff and Kieran Riley, which is 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. every Thursday morning, to programs like Prison Voices Project, which airs the first Wednesday of every month from 2 to 3, and let's not forget Jackie Thomas's show, The Sound of Freedom, which plays every Sunday from noon to 2 p.m.
I mean, the programs are too numerous to name. There's The Irish Show, the Jazz Disturbance, The Deciding Mind, and this is just to name a few. If you like these programs as much as we do, please consider supporting them today by making a donation right now. Let me give you that number again to make it really easy for you. The number is 518-697-7400 or 518-828-0101. 0290.
So we're trying to raise $300 during our program. We got about 20 minutes to go, and the overall goal of the station today is $3,000. And so we really, really need your help. The number is 518-697-7400, 518-828-0290. If you like our show, if you like the station, please consider just making even a small donation if you can afford it right now within the hour. And we're still giving away a couple soundtracks here. So we got Dead Presidents and Batman Forever. And if you make a really hefty donation, we'll even give you our soundtrack here for Grease before the end of the hour. So while people for years have talked about the great performances of Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta in the film Grease, the character of Betty Rizzo, the smart-mouthed, never-gonna-be-prom-queen smoker, played by Stockard Channing, was many people's favorite character in the film. Rizzo, as she was mostly referred to in the movie, was the head of the Pink Ladies and the kind of bad girl that all of us can relate to knowing. Stockard Channing gave a standout performance in this role and stole a few scenes in the film, including the slumber party scene where she sings a song mimicking good girl Sandra Dee Olsen.
If you're just tuning in, you are listening to this month's edition of The Score on WGXC 90.7, where we feature scores and musical tracks to television shows and films. And this month, we are featuring the 1978 musical hit Grease. If you'd like to recommend a soundtrack or a score for our consideration, we'd love to hear from you. You can reach myself, Margot, or Lisa by sending us an email to thescore44@yahoo.com. We have another track to play for you, so enjoy.
Well, this car is automatic. It's systematic. It's hydromatic. Why, it's greased lightning.
Greased lightning.
We'll get some overhead lifters and four-barrel quads, oh yeah.
Keep talking, we'll keep talking.
Fuel injection cut up in chrome-plated rods, oh yeah.
I'll get the money, I'll keep you get the money.
With a four-speed on the floor, never waiting at the door. You know that ain't no shit, we'll be getting lots of tin. Greased lightning.
Go, go, go.
Go, greased lightning, you're burning up a quarter of a mile. Lightning, you're coasting through the hip-lap trial. You are supreme, the chicks are cream. For grease lightning, we'll get some purple French tail. That's 30-inch bends, oh yeah. A Palomino dashboard and doom up the twins, oh yeah. With new pistons, clubs, and shocks, I can